A man in a winged helmet runs so fast he becomes a blur, and in doing so, changes the entire history of American comics. That's not hyperbole. The Flash, created by writer Gardner Fox and artist Harry Lampert, first appeared in Flash Comics 1 in 1940. His name was Jay Garrick. His origin? A laboratory accident involving hard water vapors. Accidental, almost absurd, and yet it launched one of DC's most enduring legacies. Jay wasn't just fast, he was a founding member of the Justice Society of America, one of comics' first superhero teams. Speed, from the very beginning, meant something larger than one person. Now, here's where the story gets genuinely strange. Jay Garrick and the Golden Age heroes faded from publication after World War II. Superhero comics lost their cultural grip. For nearly a decade, the Flash was gone. Then, in 1956, a single comic changed everything. Showcase 4 introduced Barry Allen, and the superhero genre was reborn. Barry wasn't a college student like Jay. He was a police scientist, a forensic investigator. Think of that shift, from a campus lab accident to a crime lab. That's not just a different character. That's a different era speaking. Barry's debut is widely credited with launching the Silver Age of comics, a period defined by science fiction logic, rational explanations, and a new kind of hero for a Cold War world obsessed with atoms and laboratories. Barry's origin is almost poetic in its symmetry. Lightning struck a cabinet of chemicals in his lab. The electrified mixture drenched him. He woke up fast, impossibly fast. He adopted the name The Flash after reading old comic books about Jay Garrick. That detail matters, Alina. Barry Allen didn't just become a hero. He consciously chose a legacy. He read about a predecessor and decided to carry that name forward. His costume locked in the visual identity we still recognize today. The red suit, the yellow lightning bolt, and the story didn't stop there. Barry's nephew, Wally West, started as his young partner. When Barry was killed, genuinely, dramatically killed, in Crisis on Infinite Earths 8 in 1985, Wally stepped up. He inherited the mantle. The Flash was no longer a person. It was a title, a responsibility passed between generations. The key idea here is what that legacy structure actually means for storytelling. In 1961, a single issue crystallized it perfectly. The Flash 123, titled The Flash of Two Worlds, brought Barry Allen face to face with Jay Garrick. The mechanism? Barry vibrated at a specific frequency and crossed into a parallel world, the world where Jay's Golden Age adventures had actually happened. DC called it Earth 2. That story didn't just reunite two characters. It established a major version of DC's multiverse concept, the idea that infinite parallel worlds exist, each with its own heroes and histories. One speedster running fast enough to cross dimensions accidentally built the architecture for an entire fictional cosmology. The takeaway is this: speed, in the DC universe, was never just a power, it was a narrative engine, and it would only get more complex from there, with the introduction of the Speed Force, an energy field retroactively woven into every Flash story, arriving formally in the Flash 91 in 1994. But that's the next chapter. The Flash is more than a single character, Alina. And that's the point. He is a mantle, a name and a symbol, passed deliberately from Jay Garrick to Barry Allen to Wally West, each inheriting not just the speed, but the weight of what came before. Barry read about Jay and chose to honor him. Wally ran in Barry's shadow for years before stepping into the light. Each transition marked a real shift in comics history, the Golden Age giving way to the Silver Age giving way to something more emotionally complex. The Flash didn't just bridge eras, he defined the mechanism by which comic book universes grow, evolve, and refuse to let their heroes stay dead. Speed, it turns out, is the perfect metaphor for a medium that never stops moving forward.